This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. During the interaction, Mr. Modi encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings.
पहले आपका ध्यान इस बात पे होना चाहिए कि आप क्या करना चाहते हैं। कुछ स्टार्टअप ऐसे हैं जो सिर्फ टेक्नोलॉजी में इनोवेशन करना चाहते हैं। किसी को लगता है मैं ड्रोन बनाऊं, किसी को लगता है कि मैं घर में बिजली की व्यवस्था ऐसी खड़ी कर दूं। अपने किसी चार दोस्तों को जानती होगी जो टेक्नोलॉजी में एक्सपर्ट है, एक आध दोस्त है फाइनेंस में एक्सपर्ट है, चलो चार लोगों की टोली बना दे, साइड में अपन स्टार्टअप शुरू करते हैं। जरूरी नहीं कोई स्टार्टअप के लिए कोई 25 साल की उम्र चाहिए, आप कभी भी शुरू कर सकते हैं, छोटे छोटे स्टार्टअप से भी काम शुरू हो सकता है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press meet after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Almini, in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
विकास साझेदारी भारत सेशेल संबंधों की मजबूत नींव रही है। हमारे सभी प्रयास सेशेल्स की प्राथमिकताओं और आवश्यकताओं पर आधारित हैं। इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए आज हम $175 million के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं। यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग, ई मोबिलिटी, वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा और मैरीटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा।
India and the Seychelles have also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors, including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow following opposition members' uproar. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the concerned ministers laid the papers of their ministries. After that, the presiding officer took up general discussion on Union Budget 2026-27, but the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. The chair said he has received the name of Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak on the union budget. But the Congress members said the leader of opposition wants to speak something. He said he will allow Mr. Gandhi to speak if he speaks on the union budget. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the union budget 2026-27. Congress MP Peter Thambaram has initiated the discussion. The budget session of the Uttar Pradesh Legislative Assembly began today with the address of Governor Anandiben Patel. The joint session of both houses of state legislature witnessed uproar and sloganeering by opposition members. In her speech, the governor stated the achievements of the state government. She said 6 crore people had been lifted out of poverty in the state. She especially mentioned the arrangements in the Kumbh and said over 65 crore people attended the 2025 Mahakumbh and over 21 crore have attended the Magh Mela 2026 in Prayagraj. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today virtually flagged off new passenger train services between Sairang in Mizoram and Silchar in Assam from New Delhi. Addressing the event, Mr. Vaishnav said Silchar is a very important centre in the northeastern region. He said the service will greatly benefit passengers as Silchar will be connected to Sairang in Mizoram. The Indian Army handed over 50 military utility vehicles to the Nepal Army at the India-Nepal border. The vehicles will be formally presented by the Ambassador of India to Nepal during a ceremony in Kathmandu. In ICC T20 World Cup cricket, the match between Scotland and Italy is underway in a Group C clash at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, and Zimbabwe will take on Oman in Group B at Sinhalese Sports Club, Colombo. In the third match of the day, South Africa will clash with Canada in Group D in Ahmedabad at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.